All right, we throw Joe Fisher curveballs every day, and
yes,
during our football broadcast, he does a lot of, you know, subtle things to try to make me look good on the sidelines.
Well, we don't have to do that, Kevin. You're perfectly capable of making yourself look good down there. That's not an issue.
All right, what's going on this morning?
Well, a couple of things. We added a doubleheader in baseball for today against Belmont. You know, you have a limit of games you can have in a season. I think it's like 56. And Vanderbilt was a combination of scheduling and rainouts, a couple of games below the limit. This was the ideal week to add a game or two because exams ended last week. There's no school this week. They looked around for the possibility of adding some games either on the way back from South Carolina, you know, somewhere out in that area, or on the way down to Athens, Georgia this coming weekend. Just nothing was able to be worked out to everybody's satisfaction. And so Belmont right here in town is available. And so they've added 2 7-inning games today. They'll be broadcast internet only, and there's no admission charge for these games since these are added. So it's an opportunity to come out and see some free baseball. And Vanderbilt needs a little boost after this tough weekend. They got pounded pretty good by South Carolina. It'd be nice to kind of get a little bit better mental frame of mind before heading on the road again to play a very good Georgia team.
A nice little bump for David Macias.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, he got promoted to AAA.
Yeah.
Went from Class A to AAA.
Yeah, he's played really well. And, you know, David has that intangible. He's one of the best defensive outfielders we obviously had, but a gritty, you know, hitter, finds ways to get on base. Just the ultimate team player. He can bat at the top of your lineup. He can bat in the one or two spot, or he can give you some pop down lower in the lineup. And it's a great jump for him. That's a little quicker than I think most anticipated. But he got off to a great start this year and doing really well. And I saw Jensen Lewis got a win. I got the save last night. So he's been utilized quite a bit more this season. I believe they're really going to count on him again. To try to, you know, solidify that bullpen, he and Kerry Woods. So it's an interesting situation for him to be in too.
Men's golf headed up the road to Bowling Green to play at Old Stone in the NCAA Regionals.
Yeah, I was glad to see that. They've changed the format a little bit, broken it down into a few more sites, so with fewer teams at each site. So it's good that they'll be just up the road, and I think the number one seed there is coming from Washington. So you know, we'll see how significant that is. But you know, I was looking, men's golf is in, women's golf is in, the NCAAs, women's tennis is in, lacrosse is in. So a pretty good spring going on right now.
Wycheck has some local knowledge of that course if they need some help.
Oh, does he? I'll have to get Del Greco to call.
Yeah, big fan of the Old Stone.
Joe, a nice story about Taylor Stokes.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. It's a great story on the VUCommodores.com website. Jim Patterson from the Vanderbilt News Service wrote it, and it's a story, quite frankly, that very few people know, that Taylor Stokes was the first African-American scholarship football player at Vanderbilt, and it didn't go well. And it goes through his story here, the difficult times of being an African-American athlete in the South at that particular time. He came back and got his degree. He gets his degree this week, finished his school, and it's a wonderful story of somebody who had a lot of troubles, persevered through them, found a way to come back, even had to battle cancer after coming back. So it's a wonderful story. I highly recommend you read it.
Hey, Joe, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys, thanks.